Make no mistake, I don't care where this game is being played. The hardest win to get is the final one. And while I do think on some levels Philadelphia is defeated, and while I do think it's embarrassing that the Knicks fan took over the building, the idea that they've given the Knicks their best shot and are still down 3-1, that Embiid's played the way he's been able to play, and Maxey has played the way he's played, and yet still they are down 3-1. And that in the critical moments, the Knicks do everything better than the 76ers. And I think they're a mentally soft team. I think they've proved that long before the series ever started. And I do think there's an element that you could see if the Knicks could finally get out to a big start, which I do think would be something I would focus on a little bit. If I'm Tibbs, if I'm this Knicks team, and not allowed it, you know, they're down 10 points in the first quarter of almost every single one of these games. Now, they've won 3 out of 4, so it's not something to complain about, but if you want to jump out on a team that could be on its last legs, if you want to put away a 76ers team that might be feeling sorry for themselves and might be mentally finished, and Embiid, who's already getting on the fans, who's been dealing with his knee, who are looking at a 3-1 deficit playing in this building, that they were unable to get wins even when they're up 5 points with 40 seconds left. Like, if you want to put this team away, jump out to an early lead and make them feel like it's over. Don't give them an opportunity to have the same storyline that's been over the first handful of these games where they're up 12, 13 points, you know, with 4 minutes left in the second quarter before the Knicks turn it into a 7-point deficit and then go about business in the third and fourth quarter. Like, change that narrative and jump out to the early lead. Get the early play. Get the better of the early play. That's what I would look for. The one thing I'd want to change. Now, look, all everything else, you want to keep the same. Keep rebounding. Keep defending. You know, Embiid, especially early on in the games, particularly, has gotten off to these good starts before the game starts to wear on him and the minutes mount. You expect him to get out to a good start. You know that's going to happen. You know what Maxey's capable of. The other role players hopefully play as poorly as they did the first two games in the Garden. And, you know, you got to try and get out to a better start. You got to try and get out to a better start. Brunson really, game four is really the only game where he got off to a good start. Even though he ended up with, 39 points in game four in the losing effort, he didn't really get off to that good start. He played well in game four. And you need some other, DiVincenzo, if those threes can start falling, if Hart can, you know, get his offensive game a little bit early on, if Hartenstein can hit some of those floaters and you get up to an early lead, maybe you put this 76ers team to bed. Maybe you get them thinking, what's the point? Because I do think they're capable of feeling that way. I do think they're capable of being put to rest here. And with that building and the momentum it's built even while it went to Philadelphia, and yeah, I mean, I would think that had some sort of feeling on this team that it's too much to overcome, and you can't give them hope.